Joining me live in studio is Margaret Tuller and James Arbizu, of course, with the Messiah performance provided by the Salt River Symphony Chorus and Orchestra. It's happening this Sunday evening at Star Valley High School. Margaret and James in studio to chat with us about this morning. And Margaret, we'll start with you. You've been involved with this event for a number of years, and you've seen it change and evolve and almost come around full circle again this year. And Margaret, in previous years, this event was a kind of a sing-along, and it sounds like it's going to be more of a traditional Messiah performance this year.
That's right. A couple of years ago, we were not able to hold the rehearsals to put on the full production, but we didn't want to drop it because we've been doing the Messiah in Star Valley since 1975, either every year or every other year, and we want to keep that tradition going. So we decided to do a sing-along, and we've done that the last 2 years, connected with the Parade of Lights, and that was a really fun experience, and we'll repeat that again. But this year, we were able to put together the full rehearsal with the choir and the orchestra. We've been rehearsing since early October, every Sunday evening. And we have a lot of talented musicians in the Valley. We have singers who have sung with the Messiah since we started doing it in 1975. So we have a lot of people very enthusiastic about the Messiah. But we're grateful to be able to put on the full production this year. And we're also adding the live nativity, which we introduced last year with the Messiah sing-along. But we thought it was perfect pairing with the Messiah, so we kept it to have it just before we put on the Messiah in the auditorium. We'll have the live live nativity in the commons area of the high school this year.
So this will all happen Sunday evening. Tell us the times and when people should expect to be there.
All right. So we'll have the live nativity beginning at 6 o'clock. And it'll last till approximately 6:40, 6:45. Some of the people in the live nativity are also in performing in the Messiah, so they have to have time to get ready to be ready for that performance also. But and then the Messiah will be performed at 7 o'clock in the auditorium. And the live nativity this year, one of the things that we're going to add to it that we're very excited about is that we're going to have everyone that's there sing Christmas carols around the nativity. And we'll have some readings from the Bible story of the birth of Christ from Luke and Matthew, and we'll sing Christmas carols with those readings. And then at some point, we're going to have all the children in the crowd go up to the manger and sing Away in a Manger to the Baby Jesus. So wow. We're very excited about that.
So this is it's a full program, the nativity. It's not something where you come at 6:35 and see the nativity and then wander in for the concert. If you really want to enjoy the experience, you need to be there at 6 o'clock.
That's right. And so we hope that everybody will come out, and it'll be a great community experience together. Now, it's inside. A lot of people have thought it would be outside. We don't have live animals, but we have wonderful animals created by Val Chadwick Bagley. So they're a very special part of the nativity. We also have Josh Jardine will be the person accompanying us on the guitar as we sing the Christmas carols.
Excellent. I like that. Josh, of course, our Swift Idol winner, so that's awesome. Great. Good for him. Again, with Margaret Tuller and James Arbizu in studio talking about the Messiah performance this Sunday, happening at 6 o'clock for the Nativity and then 7 o'clock for the Messiah. James, rehearsals for this have been going on for quite a while, it sounds like, is from what Margaret told us. Tell us about the musicians that are part of this and how it all comes together from the performance standpoint.
Absolutely. So we've been rehearsing like we said since October, and we've got a solid orchestra and a solid choir. I was able to sit in the choir rehearsal yesterday, and they're sounding amazing. We have so much talent in this valley, and I'm glad to be a part of that. The orchestra too. We have a solid orchestra. People have been coming out, dedicating their Sunday evenings to participate. I'm so grateful for that. We also have quite a few soloists. The Messiah, if you're familiar with how the structure works, there's some short solos and there's some choirs and there's longer solos. So it gives a lot of opportunity to develop talent. And we have so much here. We have Ron Hahn, Eric Bueller, Eric Westover, Tammy Nilsson, Diane Forsyth, Joanna Miller, Eileen Humphreys, Louise Fulmer, Tony Sellers, Matt Christensen, Janet Erickson. They're all going to participate with solos as well, and I'm excited here. We've been rehearsing with them with the orchestra, which is a great experience for someone who does solo work, especially classical, to you know, it's great to have a piano behind you, and it's, we have some wonderful accompanists, but to be able to do it with a full orchestra is an amazing experience. And we're glad we're able to do that.
You know, James, for those familiar with the Messiah, it's not a cakewalk. I mean, this is not something that people just show up and start singing or playing. It takes a lot of practice, and it just goes to show, you know, the people that are involved in the choir or the orchestra, they're doing this because they love the performance and they love what they do. They love to be to play and be part of it, and because a lot of practice and preparation goes into this.
Absolutely. This is professional level literature. So this is performed, of course, by community orchestras and professional orchestras across the world. You see people in Japan, people all over the place performing this. So yes.
Again, with Margaret Tuller and James Arbizu with us in studio. James, anything else about the orchestra, choir, the actual performance of the Messiah you wanted to mention today?
One last thing is we hope everyone comes out, and we know there's a lot of you that love some of the pieces here. For Unto Us a Child Is Born is a very, very one that's near and dear to a lot of people's hearts, the Hallelujah Chorus. And we want to let you know, even though we're not doing a sing-in, the Hallelujah Chorus, we do invite everyone to stand, and if you know it, you can sing along with us. Absolutely.
And again, it's 6 o'clock for the Light Nativity, 7 o'clock for the actual performance. And Margaret, anything else you wanted to add here about the Sunday event?
I just want to say how grateful we are to have people with the talents to be able to lead the Messiah. That is not an easy thing to do. And we have James Arbizu, who leads the orchestra and the actual performance. We have Tara Johnson that's been practicing with the choir.
She does an amazing job.
She does. And Jane Anderson, she's been a staple from the beginning, I'm sure.
Absolutely.
And accompanies the entire thing. And so we are just so grateful for the musicians and the high quality of talent that we have that we're able to do something like the Messiah.
Fantastic. One question I had, I forgot to ask, and I'll open this to both of you, but the Messiah itself can be a very long performance if every piece is performed. Are you planning to do the whole thing, or will this just be segments?
This is segments. So we try to keep the Messiah to right around an hour. You know, if you did the full thing, it's hours, right? But we want to highlight some of the best parts, and so it'll be right around an hour, maybe an hour 10 minutes.
Perfect. So come at 6 o'clock. You're home by 8. Sounds like a good deal to me. Margaret Tuller, James Arbizu, live in studio this morning. Messiah performance at Starbody High School. It's this Sunday, 6 o'clock is when the Nativity begins. 7 o'clock for the Messiah performance. Thank you both so much.